Vivimos hombres en Guatemala, un pueblo de los derechos humanos. Vivimos en Guatemala de disincentives in a number of break-ins, killings, attacks, threats, and intimidation against the safety and justice officials, social workers, human rights defenders, and against the auxiliary offices of the Human Rights Ombudsman's Office, and released the following statement. According to a latest report recently submitted by the Unit for the Protection of Human Rights Defenders of the National Human Rights Movement, between January and May of this year, 68 attacks against human rights defenders have been reported. This number, which also includes the breaking and entering of the offices of such organizations, attacks against and killings of justice officials, social leaders, members of human rights organizations, and communications workers. Alone, 12 attacks have been reported, including 8 incidents of breaking and entering. Also worth mentioning are the deep attacks against board members of the coordinator's office for Indigenous Women at TIPIT, the attempted kidnapping of Francisco Sanchez of the organization Peoples, the breaking and entering into the offices of the Human Rights Movement of Santa Rosa, the breaking and entering into the offices of the National Coordinating Committee of Organizations, and the attempted breaking and entering into the Institute of Comparative Studies of Criminal Sciences and the Guatemalan Confederation of Workers. The breaking and entering of the Guatemalan Trade Union Confederation, in the homes of Mr. Brian Davos of the Coordination of NGOs and Cooperatives, and of Christina Bispo, coordinator of the project Acompañamiento de Austria, and the breaking and entering of the robbery of the vehicle belonging to the Guatemalan Lutheran Federation, and finally, at the offices of the Association of Peoples in the capital. In the last 2 months, serious attacks against justice officials have been intensified. On Monday, the 25th of April, José Bautista, the high impact judge of Tipimula, and San Pedro Sacapulpo's Kevin Marcus was murdered. On April 27th, there was an attack against the prosecutor José Antonio Valencos Sandoval of Macatan, who was staying detained, and on Monday, the 16th of May, the public ministry prosecutor in Tipimula, Eric Moises Alves, was killed. In the same period, 36 judges have received death threats, highlighting the vulnerability of those involved in the administration of justice. The Office of the Human Rights Ombudsman has also been the object of attacks and legal action, which attempt to impede the fulfillment of its mandate. The auxiliary offices at Santa Rosa and Alta Verastes have found themselves subject to legal proceedings arising from the performance of their duties, particularly the offices of the Chalei and Captain Pico have been the object of telephone death threats. At the same time, through April this year, there have been 8 incidents of death threats and intimidation against community journalists, thereby affecting the right to information and opinion, which is guaranteed by the political constitution of the Republic. The common denominator in all of the above acts is the effect of intimidation and paralysis produced within the organization and institutions working in the defense of human rights, and the promotion of social participation in the exercise of all rights. This undermines and creates an obstacle to the existence of the rule of law. The chief response to this serious situation is inadequate, and I was not able to guarantee an investigation process that would permit the identification of those responsible and the bring to trial of those who are involved. Despite the fact that all of these acts have been reported to the authorities, initial investigative inquiries generally end without results, and this perpetuates the climate of impunity. It is a concern that perpetrators and other attacks against human rights defenders are taking place in a background of intimidation against the social movement and a proliferation of authoritarian measures which limit the free expression and the right to expression of opinion and participation. In the face of this situation, the Human Rights Ombudsman calls for reflection in order to consider special efforts to institute policies which would strengthen A. civilian and democratic security, B. respect for and effective implementation of international mechanisms to protect human rights, which is the urgent ratification by the Congress of the assistance of the International Community in the observation of the human rights situation in Guatemala. Indeed, united efforts at the national level to defend such rights. For fresh information on the situation of human rights in Guatemala, you can visit the People Resource related webpage. This information has been provided by the Office of the Human Rights Ombudsman of Guatemala. This program has been produced by Radio Nispor at our studios in Madrid on June 24, 2005. Thank you.